Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons and Junkies presents Alex's Campaign, Episode 7, Loss. Last time on Dungeons and Junkies presents, the crew, after 6 long weeks, finally arrives in New Atlas to learn that Powder Keg has been awfully suspicious these past few days. And now they are about to storm the warehouse that they believe he is in. But what awaits them? Let's find out.
As you head down the courtyard, a turtle in a gang suit walks out the door, wiping off his face with a rag, before throwing it down to the side and lighting his pipe. And sort of stands blocking the door.
Picasso?
He's at least 7 foot tall, this turtle.
Picasso?
Picasso, it's one of your kind.
Whoa, bro!
I immediately don't even listen to them, and I just approach the turtle.
Oh, fuck's sake. What do you want, mate?
Bro, what's up, man? What's going on? What are you doing here?
Oh, fuck me, first this faster than you on tea than those people. Look, fuck off, mate. You're not welcome. Private property. Now get up before I shove your fucking head up your ass.
Bro.
Calm yourself down. Calm yourself down one moment.
Oh, look, it's Bastard, bro.
Fucking calm down.
No, not you. Not you. Picasso, I got this. Can I beat him in Thieves' Cant?
You can try.
Now have an old chat. What's the problem?
You are on private property, so I suggest you fuck off before I kill you.
Now, listen, old boy. That's not the way you go about things, okay? We just want to come and enter the tournament.
There is no fucking tournament. I don't know what you're on about.
Now, dear boy. We all know what's happening.
Call me
here.
Boy again, and I will snap your neck in half, mate.
Back in the comment section, I was like, I tried. I turned around, I was like, I lied, as you will.
I don't know what the hell he just said to you, but hello, I'm sorry we're intruding.
Yeah, well, you know where the exit is now, fuck off.
What did you do to that kid over there?
Kid? What fucking kid?
There's a dead halfling over there.
So it's in right for being on the property, innit?
It's not on your fucking property, he's outside it.
Then I wouldn't have fucking touched him.
What did you mean by a 1T?
I don't know, just some... First of the U1T was sneaking around here, then those bloody bastards in white armour come in and try and raid the place.
Oh, are they who broke your gate?
Yeah, fucking bunch of vampire hunters, them twats.
Vampire hunters?
Yeah, some fucking thing that the Navy support, I don't know, I don't care. I'm just here to make money.
Crimson, fair enough. Crimson just in the background just completely blanches.
He's like, don't look at him, don't look at him, don't look at him.
I mean, he's already pale, but he gets even paler and kind of hides his face.
Look, you're not welcome on this property. Now I'm going to give you one chance to leave. And if you don't, I'll kill the lawyer.
Is the boss in?
Don't know what you're on about.
We're not leaving, so...
Tell him I'd like to take his other eye. He'll know what I mean.
Lie. He grins at you and then headbutts you, and you take 4 points of damage.
Are we running for initiative, Alex?
That depends on how the others react to that.
Gossip punches him in the face.
I mean, I was about to say
flat out, like, with a headbutt, I'm standing right there, and this turtle bro is not being a bro.
Roll to hit, and then roll everyone else roll for initiative.
I mean, I was trying to be Crimson would probably roll initiative after that, just because he's already on edge after the whole vampire.
Absolutely.
Thing. But I think we're doing combat anyway, so I'm just gonna roll.
That is a dirty 20.
A 19 from me.
Well, that's to hit. Do you want to roll initiative as well?
Yeah, that's a hit, so roll me damage when you got a sec.
Alright. That is a d8 now. That is a... That's 10 damage.
Never mind. You snap his neck with how hard you punched him.
Just a left cross. Like, literally, Picasso, just with a left cross. Just...
He only had 9 HP.
Picasso? Picasso? Bro.
Yeah, bro?
Remind me to stay on your good side.
Yeah, bro. With that, I will take a... I'd like to take a look at the body and find a token.
Oh my god. Picasso, we talk about trophies.
Bro, it's part of our culture, bro.
Where's a nice looking fedora then? It's quite expensive.
Fine, I'll take his fedora.
Oh no.
Oh, you wearing
cracks. Eli just cracks her nose back into place and it's like, thank you.
That? Brilliant. Right. Oh. So, shall we go in?
Well, he didn't touch the kid, which means it was either the vampire hunters or the Monty who came through, apparently.
That's if you're telling the truth, of course. I've got an
idea. I mean, I don't think he'd lie. He thinks it's scary enough.
I have another idea.
Oh, God.
Ran, can you... Well, can you smell anyone that shouldn't be here? Like these vampire hunters. Can you smell if there's an unusual scent or anything around?
Well, Wonties smell like snakes.
Okay. Can you smell snakes?
Can I smell snakes? Or
normal questions are normal.
You got a good nose. No, you can't smell any snakes. You can just smell a defecation as the body lets out what was left inside it.
No, it just smells like toilet. Gross.
I'm trying to be realistic.
Okay.
Oh, it's very accurate, but still gross.
Okay, so that being said then, vampire hunters, maybe they left as well then.
Regardless, I'm going in, I think.
No problem. Oh, bros, I'm definitely going in after we had to deal with this turtle. I'm sorry this bro was not another bro like me. Most of my people are pretty fucking cool. This bro was not a bro, bros.
I mean, if he's hanging with Powder Keg, he's not that good a person.
So I will say, him. After that one sentence, the word bro has lost all meaning.
Yeah.
Crimson is just like, yeah, well, I'd be following you. I want to make sure that whoever's in here is... I want to know who's in here.
Do you want to try and disguise your appearance a bit, Crimson?
But, I mean, for context, like, Crimson in normal times, like, already is capable of disguising his vampiric strength.
So, well, Crimson, I'm more on the fact you're on a wanted poster.
That is a good point.
I can do this!
Can I do anything about that?
I can do this. I've got a disguise kit.
Still asking the DM first, but I will take you up on that.
I don't trust you.
It's not that I don't trust you, it's that I want to know more, because this is my first... You know I don't know much about this game.
What disguise do you want to do?
Spider, tiger.
Right, what the fuck is a spider tiger?
What? No, Matt, no.
And it's a spider, so it's a no anyway.
Yeah,
no, any disguise that would make Crimson just not recognisable enough.
I will just say, the poster's not 100% accurate, because in the volcano, when you got hit with concentrated heat, you did lose all your hair. So, at this point, you're wearing a skinhead. You're a skinhead at this point. The poster's not 100% accurate.
Take the backpack off and pull out a selection of wigs at this point. And it's like, will any of these suffice?
Can I request a persuasion check?
To not have one of his wigs.
It's more about whether Crimson would be like would actually accept that offer. I literally only want to roll because I'm like, I don't know if Crimson how Crimson would take to this. I guess he'd probably be quite
Fight.
Really, roll intimidation.
Charisma intimidation check, okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
I'm at the crit 20 plus 4.
Right, that's fine.
You scared Crimson with your wig selection.
Crimson will kind of take one because he thinks it's necessary now.
This one is from the Nunvark collection. This one is from the Moira selection, and this one is from the Damien selection. It's just mainly black and angry.
You fucking wish you could have hair as good as Birion.
Damien's hair is sky blue and windswept, and it's gorgeous. So fuck you.
Can I roll a d4 for these options?
Do it. Say no.
With 4 being Crimson just being absolutely terrified and saying no.
Matt, you pick which haircut is which number. You pick which wig is which number, and number 4 is no wig.
Okay, we'll do.
Let me know when you picked.
No, I picked them in my head.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I rolled a 4.
No wig.
Moving on.
Yeah, fair enough. Puts wig back in.
This is ridiculous.
He puts wig back in and then puts an Unvark wig on. It's not very good.
Eli looks at you and goes, pressing revenge mission?
Sorry, who's got the Unvark wig on?
Reed,
you've now messed up the wig because the hair is on the ground.
It's true. For reference, Varian has waist length black hair. It's beautiful. It's like silk. And I guess it would be trailing on the ground on a halfling.
As you go through the door, Reed, make me a constitution saving throw. Actually, call this strength saving throw.
Strength!
Not trip over.
Oh god.
One?
No, I am. That is a crit one, minus one.
Minus one. Let me roll damage.
That's what I love about Reed. Reed is the only character I've ever heard of who can roll in the minuses.
As you all sneak through the door slams shut, catches the wig, yanks your head back, and you bang your head on the loud metal door and take 1 point of damage.
Could be worse. No kicks!
No wigs.
You would have been worried that Reed would have just alerted everyone, except from what you're assuming was the group of vampires, hunters, 16 of them to be exact, are all mangled dead on the floor in front of you. All 16 of them.
I mean, Crimson is initially quite happy about it, but also concerned about if they're dead, then there's something more dangerous around.
They look more like a paladin order than rogues or just regular hunters. They do genuinely look the part. The paladins haven't been around for thousands of years, but they've got the kit to make themselves look like paladins.
Guys, any thoughts?
Rand sniffs.
How were they killed? Yeah,
Can I roll insight to see if I know anything about them?
Maybe you can roll insight.
Dr.
Rand, what are you doing?
No eating them, Rand.
Dr. Rand, they look like they've been violently punched to death. Some have had their heads pulled off. And what's really strange is just like what Eli did earlier. There seems to be rot on some of the wounds.
Ran relays this information. She's seen a lot of dead things in her life.
Okay, the cult. 16,
by the way.
You've seen this order before. They're known as the Order of the Cleansing Light, which is a paladin order specifically funded by the Navy to hunt vampires.
Crimson might once have thought of these sort of people as kind of a benefit. Recently, though, he's quite happy to see him dead.
It's a bit strange why they're here, though.
Well, the rot is clearly and kind of touches the pendant thing. Yeah, the rot is clearly the cult and powder. This is powder keg. Like, those fist indentations could match him perfectly.
They're large fist indentations.
They are large fists. So they're working together.
So much.
Eli, genuine question. I'm not meaning to upset you here. he's got this sort of power, and he's also got occult powers behind him. Do you stand a chance on your own?
Probably not, but here's the thing. If he's working with the cult, we already know the cult want the staff. It's kind of our only bargaining chip, and considering Quinton won't open it and it's connected to my bloodline.
I've just had a terrible thought.
This is probably a trap, isn't it?
We're here, and Quinton's the only thing protecting the staff.
It's fine. Quinton would rather be dead than let them have that staff.
Yeah, but if Quinton dies, then they can just take the box.
Yeah, the thing is, if they took the box, they'd need, like, the highest level possible, and there is a chance that Riley is here right now. So we can deal with her.
Right. As someone very wise once said, onward and forwards.
Let's just go.
Let's do this.
Right, so a description of the room. It's quite large in here. On the left-hand side is a bar, but it's empty. It looks like it hasn't been used for a while. And on the right-hand side is seating. Directly in front of you, on the back wall, is a cage arena. And in the middle of the arena is a large hole that appears to lead into the sewers. And if you look down the hole, it's got extremely fast-flowing water. And also, on the right-hand side next to the bar, is a door. It appears to have a big, like, lock on it.
Can I try and pick the lock with my thieves' tools?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay. That would be a sleight of hand, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yeah. Anyone else doing anything while we're here?
That's 18 plus 7.
I was going to offer bardic inspiration, but I don't think you need it.
I appreciate the offer, though. Thank you.
Yeah, the door.
Another time.
Okay, I used mage hand to push the door open, so I'm just in case there's any traps on the door.
There is no trap. It leads you into an office that's quite nicely decorated. You got the desk in the middle. There's some paperwork on the desk, and there's bookcases along the side walls that are lined with all kinds of history books.
We have the historian on the boat. Typical. Right, I suppose I better get started then. I take down the first file, start with A, and start reading.
We're really doing this, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I've climbed up to the cage. I'm having a look at the cage.
I don't know what you mean by really doing this, but apparently so.
Okay, I'm going to ignore what Reed's doing. You look into the cage.
I'm moved.
And there is a lot of dried up blood in there. And as you look down through the well in the middle that leads into the sewers, you can't think of anything that's not going to immediately fall on its ass and be swept away if it lands in there.
I have a question when you're ready.
Yes.
Can I loot the corpses? Hey, if they were alive, they'd try to kill me, alright?
I know, it's just...
I wanna check their corpses in case they've got anything that could help me avoid being killed again.
Fair question.
You don't find anything other than just, like, books of why vampires are evil, disgusting, vile creatures in their writing, signed by someone known as Percival. And you find, like, symbols that you're guessing, like, holy symbols in other bits. And they've got weapons, but, I mean, you haven't got weapons yourself.
Yeah.
There's no money or anything on them.
I don't think I have any way to do that. I have a candle.
Can I just say that I'm quite fast at speed reading. I'm using comprehend languages because it's part of my bard initiate side of things, so I'm able to read anything I'm reading basically.
Roll me blunt intelligence. Huh? See if roll me flat intelligence to see if you find anything worth noting.
Okay.
I was just going to say, having a leveling cleric, is there anything I can do with these holy symbols on the corpses?
No, they're not a holy symbol you've seen before.
Okay. Ran goes back to doing nothing.
Can I hand them to Ran anyway?
Hmm?
Happy Christmas, Ran.
Can I hand them to Ran anyway for future reference, maybe?
If Ran wants to take them.
Yeah. I just feel like I might have seen Ran kind of looking interestedly.
Ran wanted to see if, because I have a Ran has one level in cleric, which I spend most of my time ignoring.
I think Crimson probably sees Ran kind of like looking and just kind of holds it out to them.
Can I scan the room for any other kind of way out?
There doesn't appear to be any other way out. The only area you can see to different places is the door you came through, the well into the sewers, which is probably quite a bad idea given the pace of the water, and the room that Reed's in. Reed, what did you roll?
I got 16.
You stop at the letter Q when you find a plan that just says assassination, and then the rest of it's ripped out.
I show it to Aloy.
Huh?
The room.
I point at a book, a part of the book, which is a assassination plan, and then ripped out afterwards.
It's not a book, it's like...
Oh, sorry. This is disturbing. This is adding more fuel to the fire. I can't see who's trying to assassinate, but they're trying to assassinate somebody.
Chances are they're probably trying to assassinate Thea.
Hmm.
At least that's what I'd do.
Despite our bad times, I definitely think that it would be better to have her in power than Powder Keg.
I'm concerned. This room concerns me.
More than usual? Yeah.
Well, the only way out, apart from the way we came in, is that tunnel to the sewers, but the water there is going so fast that kind of even Picasso would struggle with the current. He's a fucking turtle.
What, bros? You want me to go swimming?
Not yet.
No, I'm just saying that this tunnel to the sewers would be hard for you to swim down, never mind people who aren't aquatically adept.
Alright, bros. I think Picasso at that point would just come over and kind of just stare down into the hole like, that looks like a lot of fun though, bros.
That's our last resort if we get stuck in, okay?
Alright, bros. So you guys don't ever let me do anything fun.
I let you ride the anchor.
That's true. You're right, angry bro. I'm sorry.
So, Eli, the only way out is through the sewer. Back where we came, and that's it, yeah?
Yep, so we didn't pass them. That turtle guy was there for some reason. Still. I know I came here for Powder Keg, but this just feels wrong.
It does feel like a trap, doesn't it?
Well, the cult and Powder Keg are clearly working together now, but why they would run, why they would flee is a different question. Because they clearly don't have any issue mangling these people. And there's 16 of them. Why would they leave?
What's the one thing that they want more than anything else at the moment?
I mean, knowing Riley, she has a different way around to get the staff or whatever it needs or whatever.
This is going to be...
Look, if there's nothing else useful here...
Nothing I can tell. Nothing. It seems like everything else in here is all just generic paperwork in general. One thing I will say, though, they have paid their taxes for a while.
Since when do they ever pay taxes?
That's the point, exactly.
I vote we take one more look around and we scarper, because...
I think we should all have a good thorough look, and if, just in case, there's anything we've missed.
And then we go, because... I don't know, I've caused my share of death, but this is beyond me.
No, I'm extremely worried about the ship.
You find anything, Picasso? Or are you just staring into the water?
What, bras? You want me to jump in the water?
No,
no!
Picasso!
Oh, all right. I was chilling here.
Picasso, without getting in it, can you tell how deep the water is?
I mean, bro, I'm not a depth finder. I'm a turtle. But so, it looks pretty deep down there with how fast it's moving.
Okay, I guess we take another look around and prepare to leave.
I guess it's, investigation checks then.
Fear.
Right, okay, everyone make me investigation checks then. Everyone who wants to investigate.
17.
Picasso is investigating how tubular the water would be, and I got a 10.
18 all in.
Hello?
15.
18 was high enough, to be fair. Reed, you've just about done in the office and you can't find anything until you lean on one of the bookshelves. And it wobbles slightly, like it's not attached to the wall.
I noticed this and quickly make a lie aware.
Can I shove the bookcase out the way?
Yeah, I won't make you roll for it. Yeah. You move
I'm
the
hinge.
I'm thinking a lie bigger than me, so a lie makes sense if someone else was to.
You move the bookcase and it reveals a big barred door.
Damn.
You all see Eli moving the bookcase.
Yeah.
Hey guys, there's a big door here. I think they went this way.
Is it locked?
Yes, it is locked.
Picasso?
Is the lock on our side?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so what happened? Okay, so the guy pulled the bar down and went to stand outside to guard it.
So he was bastard, bro. What's up?
Left behind.
Can you make this door no longer be here?
I mean, can we lift the bar?
It's like a caged door like you'd see on a prison cell.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I thought it was just like a barred door.
Picasso takes exactly what Reed said, literally, and goes to rip the door out of the way.
I am going to make you roll athletics for that.
That's fine. I assume
Reed immediately hides.
That is a 28.
Okay, everyone make me a dexterity saving throw.
I'm hiding.
Behind Picasso. Apart from Reed, who's hiding like a little bitch. As Picasso rips the door off and just throws it behind him. Okay, everyone manages to avoid the door that's thrown at them.
There you go, bastard, bro.
Downstairs.
I love having doors yeeted at me.
Yep. It's all good.
Go down the stairs of death, everybody.
Oh, yeah, bros. I'm totally down.
Let's go down the stairs of death.
Okay, yeah, you walk down the stairs and you find yourself in a lab, or what appears to be a lab/storage room. There's crates all lined up that are sealed. There is a flare bomb sat on a table which is twice the size of the one that you disabled in the temple with the dragon, and there are three large tanks on the side with a silver liquid inside, and in these three containers are three different people, all with masks. Eli, one of them is Adam. They appear to be, like, in some sleeping status.
Silver liquid, is it?
Yeah. You're guessing when Crimson said transportation in a delivery, this is what it was.
Bruhs, this is some weird shit, bruhs.
This is not good.
Yeah! This is just adding to the day, isn't it? My dad's in a tank. Cool. I mean, has he got the mask back on?
Yeah, they've all got masks on.
Damn it. Okay, so they can mass produce those things.
Does Picasso recognize this as the dude who slashed him in the face.
Yeah.
Bros, that's totally the dude I tried to throw in the lava. Oh! I'm sorry, angry bro. That's your dad. I'm sorry, bro.
I didn't... You didn't know. It's all right. Also, he attacked you, so...
Are we helping him? Or are we drowning him? No. Or?
No, just... Just no.
Okay, there is a trail of blood that leads to a door on the left-hand wall.
Well, are we following the blood?
Yeah, is it fresh?
It's fairly fresh. Probably about 30 minutes ago.
About when?
Yeah, about when, Junior.
Alright, bros. We gotta do this.
Let's just go, because... We can't help the people in the tanks. I have no clue what this shit does.
Picasso would begin to follow the trail of blood.
It appears to be what you assume is like a meeting room. It's a bit like the meeting room that was in the temple in Mount Lola. There's four large pillars holding up the ceiling, and there's a massive round table with a load of seats around it, and in the corner, who looks up, who's quite badly beaten up in stitching up his arm, is a 10-foot-tall Goliath with just one eye.
Have you finished yet or not?
Reed. It's good to see you, boy.
Powder cake?
Well, it's nice to see you in whatever this company is you've brought to me. You're not welcoming here.
What do you mean, brought to you?
Well, you've come here with them, and you're not welcome here.
I brought him.
And I don't even know who you are.
How'd you lose your eye?
Some little bitch took it out. And I was a bit distracted tearing her mother's head off.
Well, I'm glad I took a piece of you before you took my fucking mother.
It's always satisfying when their heads come up longer, you know, just one quick twist and a yank and it comes right off. And I'm guessing this will be the same. After all,
I've waited a long time.
Haven't we all? And in a minute, retirement beckons me, so we should get this over with, I think.
Necrotic arc.
Okay, roll to hit and roll for initiative.
Straight up.
Fuck's sake, Matt!
I got a 10.
I got a nat 1 plus 4.
I got a
19
in total.
18 to hit, 16 for initiative.
That is a hit, so roll me damage.
I add my dex as
damage. Yeah, you can add your dex. It's basically just Radiant Sunbolt, but really worked.
That is 4 plus 4 for dex, so 8. Fuck you.
It hits him square in the chest in... starts to burn his skin. Alright, it is Powder Keg's turn, and he speaks in an elven language, words you're not too quite sure about, and you all know Dr. Octavius, and the whatever chest piece he's wearing starts to glow, and four large arms of necrotic energy come out his back, out of the back of the chest piece he's wearing. It's a bit like Dr. Octavius, basically, for a reference, only it's like necrotic energy.
Coward.
Dr. Octopus fight! Bros, we do such cool shit!
And everyone make me a dexterity saving throw as four arms each pick up one of the stone chairs and throw them at you.
That is a natural 20.
It's 18 plus 7.
Can I catch the chair and whip it right back at him on a natural 20?
Yes, you can.
On 25. Can I
25.
Can I jump in the air, bounce off the chair, and land perfectly?
We'll get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Everyone manages to avoid the chair, but Kessler, what are you doing with that chair?
I, in one smooth motion, as it comes whipping at Picasso, I'm going to catch it, and then full whirlwind, and just as I, like, complete the 360, release it straight back at Dr. Octopus, going, bro, don't throw stuff, not cool.
One of the arms manages to smash the chair into pieces as you throw it back at him. And that is, he's going to press on forward, and that's the end of his round. Right, so it's your turn to attack Ran. He is now 70 feet away.
Can I cast Guiding Bolt? Because there's not a lot I can do at that range.
Yeah, roll to hit.
Cool. That's 23.
Okay, that hits. Roll for damage.
Fuck me. I got 3 sixes and a 3.
What?
21.
21. Yeah, you blast him with a bolt of large energy.
Okay, most of my melee attacks. Even my ranged attack with my pistol won't be used. Would hold a person.
Okay, so that's to beat your spell save DC. And what's your spell save DC?
14. Wisdom 14.
With a plus 2, that's 15. So he is unaffected by that.
Yes. I can't do anything else in this turn, can I?
You do have a bonus action left.
One of my other bonus actions is Bardic Inspiration. Can I give Picasso Bardic Inspiration?
If you want to. That's a D8 for Picasso.
Yes. You gain 1 D8.
Nice. Thanks, bro!
Yarr! That'd be fine, you know. Use it well.
Aw, bro, I totally will. Glad you came out of the...
turn.
Glad he came out of the pits of the ship, finally.
Yeah, well, it'd be complicated, thing. Yeah.
Right, okay, so it is Ally's turn then.
I'm gonna move, like, 20 foot forward, and then yeet a spear at his other eye.
Yeet!
Okay, how many that is? Tell you what.
Do you think I'd walk up and punch him? No.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Because these arms are going to try and deflect it. So I am going to roll for his 4 necrotic arms and see if any of them stop the spear in time. He can take half damage on this. And that is a 16. So he manages to hit the spear, but it jams into his leg. So roll me a d4 for damage. Is it piercing, by the way?
Yes.
Then it's half damage.
Oh, well, that's a 1.
Okay, so would he take... I'm just going to say that's 1 damage, then. I'm not going to drop that. Frick. So that's 1 damage.
No, it's no bounds.
Picasso.
Bonus action.
I forget. I'm like a million actions.
I spend a key point to prep patient defense.
Okay. And that's to dodge as a bonus action, isn't it?
Yep, so I can dodge.
Okay, Picasso, it's your turn.
Well, bro, I'm obviously going to make bad decisions. So, right away, I'm going to use a key point so I can use Step of the Wind and use Dash as a bonus action. And I'm going to get immediately into his face. And then I'm going to use both of my attacks on him.
Okay, yeah, roll to hit.
That is 2 17s.
They both hit.
Awesome. With my first hit, then, I would like to spend another key point. And I'm going to use my Forge Heart ability, and he needs to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, I love the fact he gets to use a strength saving throw. That's a 30.
That's a 30? Alright, well, he still takes an extra d6 of damage.
Okay.
So that's 2 d8s. And this will all be bludgeoning damage. I'll set it as. That is 8, 14,
16 plus 8. So that's 24 points of bludgeoning, half to 12 points of damage. As Picasso, like the sprinter he is, just dashes immediately, gets in his face, and just pop, pop, just huge two turtle fists into his face, and goes,
he loses a tooth as you punch him.
Bro, I don't deal with this kind of shit. An angry bro really doesn't like you. And I'll just stand there, like, willing to just toe-to-toe with Doc Ock here.
Okay, Reed, this is your action.
Reed, he looks at his shotgun, and he thinks, this got me in trouble last time, so he puts it away, and instead casts the Firebolt.
Firebolt.
He casts Firebolt, which of course is fire cast at a creature within range. Of course, I double the damage if I hit, of course. He also basically conjures it like he's holding a gun.
I am going to say one thing, because Picasso is in front of him. So if you roll lower than Powder Cakes,
Can I jump in the air and do it?
Make me an acrobatics check.
Oh, hell yes. That is 30.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You go into the 20 air. Plus 10 plus proficiency. That's 33 then, actually, isn't it?
Roll to hit then. You won't hit Picasso now.
Yes. I've actually jumped up on Picasso and launched myself up like that. Like
why does Reed have a higher acrobatics than the fucking monks?
He's a halfling rogue.
Okay, so I'm going to hit. 19 plus 4. That is 23. That's a hit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
2d10 fire damage. Where are my 10s? That's my 12s. That's 17.
Right, okay. So is that the end of your action, or...?
Reed then hides behind a pillar.
Okay, you immediately hide. Yeah. It's now Patrick Egg's turn in...
It's more like a stick colour behind than anything else.
You're going to take the full brunt of his damage. Because he gets 3 attacks in total.
Who's he coming at?
You, directly, because you're right in front of him.
What up?
Let's see, we've got 2 17s and another 30. I take it 30 hits.
Yeah, they all hit. My armor class is 17.
Okay, you take 26 points of damage.
For the benefit of the tape, Caitlin raised her eyebrows in surprise.
What is he? Was he hitting me with?
He punches you in the face, which makes you wobble first, and then all 4 necrotic arms slash at you.
I take the punch to the face and all the damage and just spit a little blood out. Fucking bro, this is not gonna go well for you, bro.
Bro.
He admires that, like, you took that like a champ. And as his bonus action, he's in his... using his amulet, he is going to cast Misty Steps and spawn in front of Ran, Alai, and... No, just Ran, Alai. Yeah, Ran, Alai, and Crimson. And he lands in front of you. So, that is his action.
So he's now in melee range, then?
Not to you, Reed.
No, to them.
How close did he appear? Like, right in front, or like...
He's about 5 foot away from you.
Wouldn't I get attack of opportunity?
Yeah, okay. I'll allow that.
Okay, I'm gonna stab. As he appears in front of me, I just stab him.
Ha!
21.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Eight, so that would go to 4 because resistances. He just appears and I just poke him. Bad.
Okay, it is now Ram's turn.
Eat him.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do the long-winded thing again. First,
Ran goes into rage.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to use my Great Weapons Master Feat and attack with a Might of Tesslas.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys, you only get out on time.
Okay, so that's a crit 20 plus 6, take 5, so 21.
Okay, that. Because the damage is halved, I'm just gonna. And it was a crit, it's regular damage.
Is he, resistance to bludgeoning, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 12 all in.
Okay. Yeah, that hurts. You smash him in the face with it. Which knocks him back into the table. It is Crimson.
Hang on, how far...
God, I hope I get another
turn. How far away from him, me, is he now?
10 foot now.
Okay, cool. Because I've got... I'm in range, my Storm Aura is activating, so he needs to make a dex save.
What do I need to be?
That's an excellent question, I don't fucking know.
Your spell save DC.
Oh, it's spell save DC. What's your spell save?
I think so.
It's only like 13.
That is a 14.
Cool, half damage then, so you take an extra 2 lightning damage.
Okay, yeah, he's not resistant to lightning. Okay, anything else on your turn?
No, that's it now.
Okay, yeah, it's Crimson's turn then.
Quick question. Would either Thunderclap or Thunderwave have any particular good effects here?
Oh, I don't actually know what Thunderclap does. Thunderwave, yes.
Shard uses its, like, a sound thing that can cover 100 foot.
Thunderclap the bitch.
Yeah, it's low damage, but it's... you can hit fucking everyone. AoE.
Okay, I'm going to Thunderwave.
Well, he passes your con save, so it's half damage.
Wait, I have to do a con save, don't I?
Ran and Eli have to do con saves.
I'm just gonna use my virtual dice because I don't know what's going on anymore. What do I roll?
2d8. It's 2d8.
Okay, let me roll that. Cause I would like to roll that traditionally. So let me find my d8.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, that's what Eli's on. Eli's on.
You need to beat a 14 or take half. If you beat a 14, you only take half damage.
I got 18.
And what did Eli get?
15.
Okay, well, my damage was a total of 11, but I don't think that counts anymore.
Okay, so everyone takes half damage down, so that's 5 in total.
Thanks.
Thank you, Waterman.
Thank you, Waterman.
I apologize. I would apologize, but I think Crimson's probably more focused on the bath.
Okay, so it is now... unless you want to use your bonus action?
Let me just double check. I take it I'm still not in range for 2 weapon fighting.
Yeah, it's sure in range.
He's
right
next to
us now.
So I rolled 25!
Is that a crit, or...?
That was a crit plus 5!
It's piercing damage, isn't it?
I think so. Yes, it is.
So it's regular damage then.
Yeah, so I'll just roll damage real quick.
Okay, plus dex.
You'll be very happy to know that it was 1 plus 7 plus 2, so that's 10 in total.
Sorry, it's Eli's turn.
Well, you know, he's right in front of me, so use a key point, flurry of blows. Let's go, bitch.
Okay, yeah. He is resistant to your sword and fist, so it's half damage.
That's fine. Okay, the lowest of those three is an 18, so I'm assuming they all hit.
Yes, that all hits.
To be nice, I'll do the half damage for you. The power of my violence. Okay, rounded, like I've done the resistances for you, 5 piercing, and in total 14. 14 divided by 2 is 7, so 7 bludgeoning. Okay, I do math well.
You slash at him and then lay your fists into his chest, because you can't reach his head, to be honest.
Can't reach his head, but I can punch him right where I melted his skin.
Picasso's turn unless you use any bonus action?
No, I'm...
Okay, so it's Picasso's turn.
Alright. So he has his back to me, clearly.
Yes.
That's cool. And he's right next to the table?
Yes.
Awesome. I have 40 feet of movement, and I also have the brawny feet and the grappler feet. So what I would like to do at this moment is to run up behind him and grab him around his waist and German suplex his ass through the table.
You can attempt to grapple him.
Yeah.
So we'll start with that.
That is a 29.
That's a 32. So he does manage to... You attempt to grapple him and he does manage to break out of it.
Fine.
He tries to throw you back and elbow you in the face.
Fine then. I will use my extra attack and also flurry of blows him. And I will punch the hell out of his kidneys because I'm still behind him. I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine. Roll to hit.
Alright, so that's 3 more attacks. That is a 26, a 23, and a 22.
Yeah, they all hit.
Alright. And then I'm going to spend another key point once again to make him make another strength saving throw.
Dirty 20. His strength and cons for the win.
That is a 15, 18, 20, so that would be half 10 points of bludgeoning damage as he tries to elbow me, and then Picasso ducks the elbow and then just fucking rails into his kidneys with just fists of fury.
Okay, yeah, you just thrust an endless amount of fists into him, pushing him forward. So he's like in a circle, basically, between you lot. Apart from Reed, who's hiding in the corner. So, Reed, what do?
Right, so how close am I?
You would have reached him in one turn with movement.
So I can't use sneak attack?
No, you wouldn't reach him.
So how many feet am I from him?
You hit behind one of the pillars, so you'd be at least 60.
I've got 25 foot of movement, so that would take it down to 40, down to 35, wouldn't it? Yeah, too far away. Can't use that. I'm just gonna have to, try and be helpful. I cast Grease.
Are you actually gonna cast Grease?
Look at Chad's face. No, I just wanted to get a reaction from Chad.
Okay, because I was going to make everyone roll a dex save then, obviously apart from Reed.
Nope, I am casting...
Dear God, no.
I am casting Witch Bolt.
Witch Bolt, okay, roll to hit.
Also kind of get Dear God, no.
It's okay, it's the target.
We're not in Salt Water the same, right?
No. Okay, so this is a plus 4.
You can't throw stones, Ailey. You cast an AoE spell with two of us stood next to you.
Oh, please.
That
don't
is
call me out.
17 plus 4.
That is a hit.
Okay, so roll damage is 1d12. 10!
Okay, yep, you hit him with a bolt of lightning.
Indeed. And I'm going to maintain that at my concentration as best I can.
Okay, let's have some fun now. Okay, he's going to use his legendary action. I need everyone, apart from Reed, to make me a dexterity saving throw.
That's a critical one.
Picasso?
Is he trying to cast a spell or something?
No, okay. He's using his necrotic arms.
One.
So, Picasso is one.
It's just because I've only really started writing random stuff down. She's got Danger Sense, which is advantage on dex saves against effects that you can see.
Okay, you get advantage.
Brimson gets a, I believe, a dirty
20. Okay, so that's only half damage.
Right, that's 20. My highest is 21.
I was going to say mine is 15 plus 5.
And a life?
17.
17. So that means a lie and Picasso are taking full damage. So I need constitution saves from a lie and Picasso.
Fucking 17. Can I get?
Picasso, what's your current health?
27.
27.
Would you believe if I said I rolled another crit one?
Picasso!
We would believe,
but we'd be disappointed and worried.
Okay, so he swings his necrotic arms in a circle, slashing everyone. Alai and...
Got an 18 on that console.
Alai and Picasso take 24 points of necrotic damage. And
I ain't hear no fucking bell.
And Picasso is now stunned until Powdergate's next turn. Crimson and Ran take 12 points of damage.
Is that including the fact that I have half damage on the card?
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. So you would take...
I just added it to my currency, so I'm not forgetting it. So I only take five.
Yeah, you take five, Ran takes 11, and Ran takes 12, and Alai and Picasso take 24. And as his extra attack, he is going to shoot Reed with a necrotic arm bolt. Does a 26 hit, man?
What?
Does a 26 hit?
You're asking level 5 players out of a straight face.
You take 7 points of damage, Reed.
He's like, I was fighting.
And you lose concentration.
Can I build my concentration?
You can make a roll for it.
Yeah, you can roll to see if you maintain it.
I can't say.
What does he have to beat?
It's the damage halved, plus 8 or 10, whichever the lowest is, or highest is. So 11 on a constitution saving throw.
That's if you want to attempt to keep your concentration.
I need to keep that concentration, yeah.
Okay, then roll for it then.
11, you say, yeah? Am I adding anything to it or not?
Con save.
Con. Constitution, plus one. That's 11.
Fuck it, you keep it back up.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's Rand's turn.
Can I get to Picasso in my turn?
Yes. Picasso is in single digits, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I'd like to use my healer feat on Picasso.
Okay. I think that's just cure wounds for free.
It's 1d6 plus 4 plus Picasso's maximum hit die number.
Okay, roll them.
8.
It's only 17 health, but it's something.
Hey!
Yeah, okay, so that uses Rand's... movement up. You can use a bonus action.
A gun for my use? Am I... Because I haven't been hit yet, am I able to use my healer feat while in rage? Because it's not a spell.
Okay.
Okay. How far am I from Big Bastard?
You're basically right next to him.
I'll just do what I did last time. I know it's half damage, but it's something. Use Great Weapons Master, Might of Tethys, and all that crap.
Okay.
Ooh. I rolled my sand dice instead of my round one by accident and it landed me a 20. Watch me get ones on Caitlin's next session all the time. Again, that's 21, so I'm assuming it hits.
Yes, regular damage for that.
Yep. 13.
Yep, you smash him on the back, knocking him onto his knees before he gets back up. Okay, so Eli, it's your turn.
Alright, same thing.
Well, 15, a 19, and a natural 20.
The first one doesn't hit, the other two do.
The power of my violence.
So solve your problems, you're not using it enough.
Non-natural 20 round, because it's resistance. Rounds down to a 5. The nat 1 just cancels the resistance, is actually 10. Because fuck you. I'm just going to punch a hole through him. Yeah, and I'm not taking a bonus action, so...
So, as you...
15 damage in total, fuck you.
Okay, that's the end of initiative. As you... As you crack him one more time, he falls to the ground. And splits blood in a tooth onto your foot. Just like your dad.
Yeah, I get to talk about my dad.
No pirate ever dies in my bed. Yes.
I rip his head off.
Didn't attempt to.
I'm still electrically digging with Witch Bolt. I'll point you out as well.
I'm ripping his head off.
Go ahead.
I told you I was here to rip his head off.
The same, I can drop the spell if you need to. You don't get shot by it. So.
I mean, he's fallen to the floor. I'm assuming he would have dropped the spell.
Yeah,
the arm's disintegrated. That's
okay. The spell's off.
Right, I'm using my inspiration for this. Is this just flat strength? I don't know.
I'm afraid I've got to stop you there.
No!
As you attempt to rip his head off, a portal envelops Powder Cake, and you hear a laugh somewhat as Powder Cake disappears into this portal and it shuts.
Riley!
It wasn't Riley. In fact, Eli and Reed, make me a intelligence history check.
Also 19.
That was the voice of someone who Eli hates, and the voice of someone who was once Reed's friend. You heard a man known as Kane just then laugh.
Fucking bastard!
I haven't heard that voice in years.
I haven't heard it since I bit off his fingers.
That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Noted. Reed put his hands in his pockets out of the way.
God damn. None of my research said that Kane was here.
He may not be here. Those portals could be from anywhere.
Look, let's just go.
Yeah, you're probably right. Picasso, Crimson, Ran, you okay? You're good to move?
Picasso spits out a little more blood.
Ran has been plastering like band-aids on Picasso.
Crimson's ready to do whatever.
Okay, let's get back to the ship.
Okay, as you leave this room, you notice that Adam's containment unit is empty. The other two are full, with the two soldiers in it, but Adam's one's empty.
Adam?
You don't hear anything.
Shit.
Is there any tube going to the tanks at all?
No. These are, like, self-preservating tanks. They do it themselves through magic.
Damn. I was going to cast poison spray into it, sort of thing, to take them out, so they will be coming after us if we need... didn't work.
If Adam's being let out, it means Riley is probably somewhere. So, I vote we Scarpa. Because, honestly, I have a feeling my lung's about to collapse.
Yeah, I'd be agreeing with that, yes.
For context, Eli's on 5 health.
For context also, Crimson is very much aware of how many wanted signs have been sighted. So regardless of anyone's health, he's okay with getting out of here.
Reed scrambled up onto Picasso's shoulder. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Ran slapped a magical plaster on a lie.
Ow! Look, just...
Alright, bastard, bro.
Up the stairs, go. I'm kind of like shepherding people.
Ran runs on all fours.
As you walk up and out of the office, Kane is standing outside waiting for you. Well, hello. Long time no see.
Son of a bitch.
And how are we today?
How are your fingers?
They're back. He lifts up his hand and his fingers are good as new.
Heard that bit. Riley gave you some new ones.
Mm-hmm. Riley gave me a lot.
Riley gave me a lot.
Guys, now is not the time.
I think now is definitely the time because, quite frankly, you've pissed me off enough today.
Yeah, well, I agree that now would be not the time.
We beat Powder Keg fair and square and you just bloody teleport him.
And we be having different things to do right now, Millie.
Crimson, stay out of this.
I don't think you're going anywhere.
Okay, Millie.
Picasso, Ran, make me a quick perception check. You need to be a 20.
Well, that's kind of fortunate because it turns out to be a 30 20. 12 plus 8.
Nice one. He smells similar to Crimson.
Ran snarls at him. Her ears just going flat back.
As for character. Oh no, Mila.
You mean we're not going anywhere?
Well, you see, you could have. You could have been safe. You could have just handed over the staff and left us be to what to do. But no, you come here to interfere with Fia's assassination. It's
just fun, isn't
it? You can't help. You're right, yeah.
And that's just in a few days' time, but I think this should be a good warning for you. He snaps his finger and out walks Adam with a blade to Chendrix's throat.
Yeah, that's a warning.
Oh, it's not a warning. You...
Reed holds his shotgun straight up and they're like, don't harm a hair on her head.
Do it. And Adam pulls out his knife and slits her throat. Right.
I open fire.
Who are you shooting at?
Adam,
at
I
Kane.
Assume.
At Kane.
Oh, Kane.
You do... You shoot him... Where are you shooting him?
Straight in the face.
He attempts to dodge out of the way, but it does catch the side of his face. And to your surprise, his face starts to heal immensely quickly. Are we done with this, or have you got any more tricks up your sleeve?
Why? We were friends.
Oh, I've got plenty more to deal with first. But let's deal with you guys before I deal with that. And his amulet glows and he holds up his hand as some necrotic energy starts to fill the room and you all collapse to the ground as it feels like your head is being crushed.
Piss off, Kane. Piss off!
I try to inform you that it's not worth trying to harm us or get in our way, so perhaps I should make my message more clear. And he walks up to Alai, grabs her by the head, does a 180 and it snaps her head backwards before ripping her head off of her body, before grabbing the body as well, before grabbing both the head and the body and throwing it over to the sewers where it falls in and is carried off by the current. All you hear is a big splash. Oh, I've wanted to do that for a while. Isn't this great? It's amazing how powerful you are.
I think Picasso at this moment would do anything he humanly could to try and stand up and tackle this guy. I know he's being shoved down by necrotic energy.
You try to pull yourself up, but it's ridiculously painful. And the turtle can do nothing about it.
Putting, like, dents into the ground with my fists as I'm trying to, like, push myself up. Not cool, bro!
Last gift I'm going to give you is amulet glows and he punches the ground that you're all laying on, and a large bolt of energy goes around you and it collapses into the sewers, carrying you all down into the sewers. And you all black out.
And that's where this episode's gonna end.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was heavy.
Well, I'm dead.
Right, Alex, thank you for putting us through a very intense session. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, you bastard. Alex, thank you again for a fantastic session today. Let's go around the table and give our socials and stuff like that. We'll start with Ailey.
I'm Ailey. I, outside of this campaign, I usually am the writer and artist and general creator of the webcomic called Lady Changeling. Google it. On social media, you can find me as Space of the Art or Copperine. And yeah, I've had fun.
Awesome. We'll shoot across now to Kerry.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I am Shirabeans on Twitter. But that's not what you're here for. What you're really here for is the Dungeon Junkies are Instagram. Which is Dungeon Junkies. I mean, it's kind of obvious it's in the name.
It is indeed. And some great artwork going up there all the time whenever we get it out, obviously. Speaking of whenever things get out, Caitlin.
All right, cheeky bugger. Just because I run my own upload schedule.
You do. And to be fair, it's quite a lot of freedom you have, to be fair. It's your own thing.
Well, I have this thing called a job. I say, we all have jobs. Shut up. No, I am Caitlin RC on Twitter and on YouTube. If I don't know why I mentioned that, that's not important. I write video games. I write video games. My brain is dead. Like a lie. Lol. Funny.
Too soon. Too soon.
I can make that joke. I'm known for like a month.
Too soon, Junior.
No, I write articles about video games, mental health, tabletop games, and I post my campaign of this, which includes just as much suffering as has been experienced today, if not more, over on themindgame.org. Woo! Subscribe, bitches!
Absolutely, we do. And Chad?
Hello, I am Chad. But if you want to find me on the Twitter machines, I am at Chad's_mind or at View from the Top Rope. You can listen to my podcast, The Chatterbox, on Wednesdays, View from the Top Rope Thursdays, and So You're So Smart on Sundays. And yeah, check out the Discord, links in the description, and chat with us there.
Absolutely. And Alex.
What up? I was a DM in The World and Powder Cake and Kane and Reed's Dead Ant. You can find me at SpiderBread UK. You can find mine, Matt, and Kerry's work at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find his ever-growing collection of dark and destructive madness at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed you can. Find me at Matt at UK. Thank you to our sponsor Triumph Chairs for sponsoring this show. Don't forget to get 10% discount at the checkout with our Game Junkies all caps. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for playing. Thank you, Alex, for putting us through some mental torture at the end there. On behalf of us all here at Game Junkies and Dungeon Junkies, I'm Matt.
I'm Alex, and we're out of here.
And I'm dead!
This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Matt Attack Productions.